This is Deborah Lockwood from Life Changer, with a special meditation to help you develop a crystal clear vision of your ideal life. You know you are meant to be more, and this vision is of the life you should and can be living. Now make yourself comfortable, laying or sitting back, fully supported by the cushions under you. Have your hands and your legs uncrossed. Look around the room and pick some small spot just above eye level to look at steadily. As you look at that spot and continue to look at that spot, there will occur within you a number of changes. You may notice that the rhythm of your breathing has changed to become deeper and more even. Now I want you to breathe in deeply through your nose all the way down to your belly and then slowly exhale. Keep breathing in this way, noticing that the air you breathe in is a little cooler in your nostrils than the air you breathe out. That's right. You may find that your eyelids are now becoming very heavy. Go ahead and let your eyes close if they haven't already. Now imagine that as you breathe in, you are breathing in a cool, gentle, peaceful white light that fills your body. And as you exhale, you breathe out any stress or tension from your body and just send it miles and miles away to the end of the universe. So breathe in the white light and breathe out any negative energy. You can continue to fill yourself up with calming, healing white light with every breath that you take during this listening session. Now the next time you take a deep breath in, I want you to think of and picture the number 3 and the word relax. And as you breathe out, imagine a wave of relaxation passing through your body from the top of your head all the way to your feet and out through the tips of your toes. That's right, drop those shoulders. Now take another deep breath in, and as you do, think of the number 2 and the word relax. And as you exhale, let go of any thoughts about the future or the past. Think only of right here, right now. Whatever has been going on in your life, right here, right now, you are okay. Then take another deep breath in, and as you do, think of the number 1 and the word relax. And as you slowly exhale, picture the image of a beautiful flower. You are now in a deeply relaxed state of body and mind, and in full communication with your subconscious mind. Memories are clearer here, and images are more vivid and bright. And you will continue to relax more and more deeply with every breath you take. Now I want you to think of your purpose for listening. Set the intention to get crystal clear on your ideal outcome for some specific area of your life or for your future as a whole. An outcome that will bring you joy and satisfaction and yet still lets you keep all of the good things that you have already in your life. One that will use your unique gifts and talents. Let your mind take you wherever it needs to go, and as you go, take my voice with you. Let my voice follow as your mind wanders from place to place, maintaining its special purpose. And you can leave behind other sounds from around you. They will not bother or distract you from your purpose today. Only my voice will go with you. Now I want you to ask yourself, if I knew that everything would turn out just the way I want, what would I really love to be, have, or achieve? Let the answers come to you at first without censoring them and without trying to hurry them up. It could be anything at all. Perhaps it has something to do with your health or wealth or relationships or career or time freedom or with your spiritual growth. You might like to choose one of these to focus on for this listening session and then others during future listening sessions. Or perhaps you can imagine several things that you've needed to change and improve in one go. Continue letting your mind build a life that you would love. You may imagine something you want to be, or do, or have, or somewhere you want to go, or people you want to be spending your time with. Allow yourself some time for an image or a feeling to come on its own. Don't try to force anything. Don't try to remember what you think you want. Just let something come to you, something that you would really love. Don't consider how you might attain it yet. Just know that anything is possible for you here in your imagination. Remember to focus on what you want and not on what you don't want. If something you don't want or that you want to change keeps coming to mind, imagine its opposite. The answers that come from your inner mind may at first be confused and confusing. After all, has your brain ever been asked this question before? But the answers will slowly start to make sense to you. They may come in the form of images or feelings rather than words, but they will become clear to you. Let this ideal future of yours become vivid and detailed. Know that you create your life with the thoughts that you have. So focus completely on the future you would ideally like to create. Now ask yourself, why do I want this? Allow the answer to this question to come to you. When you get an answer to this question, now ask yourself, so why do I want that? And again, why do I want that? And again, why do I want that? Keep asking this question until you are sure you have the root underlying reason why. By knowing the real reason why you want something in your future, you are activating your willingness to do something to make it happen. You may also find that understanding your why will clarify what it is that you really want. For example, you may have thought that you wanted money, but when you ask why, you realize in the end that what you really wanted was security or freedom or the ability to be generous or to be more in control. Build any new insights into your imagined future. Now let your mind return to the ideal future you have been imagining and allow yourself to step into this ideal future as if it were already here. How does it feel? Does it feel exactly right, or does something need to be adjusted? If there is anything that doesn't feel quite right about your imagined future, I want you to change that thing now. Make sure that the future you are imagining feels just right for you, and that by having it, you aren't at the same time losing something that you had before that was important to you. Remember that if there are things you want that seem to be either or, in this imagined future, you can have both. So you can keep the good things from before while adding the things that you would love. Continue to allow the details of your ideal life come to you. This future is yours to create. It represents a life in line with your values and with your purpose for being here. A life in which you can express who you really are in all its glory. You know that you are amazing and capable of anything you set your mind upon. Now know that your subconscious mind cannot distinguish between something that is real and something that is vividly imagined. So now I want you to step fully into this future life that you have envisaged, as if you were already living it. What does it look like and sound like? Perhaps even how does it smell? Who have you had to become to make this ideal future a reality? Remember that your future will be more compelling still if there is some good in it for others. So think of how you living this ideal future could also be good for someone else, or perhaps for the world as a whole. You look radiant and so happy and free, so calm and confident in this future. You are now living a life where you feel free and safe and valued. Let these wonderful feelings fill every part of your body. Who are you in this new life? Who do you spend your time with? How have you changed? Who have you become? Are you more confident, more expansive, more free, more relaxed, more abundant, more generous, more authentically you? You have already succeeded in building the life of your dreams, so just enjoy it for a few seconds. Now, when the image of your ideal future is really clear, as if it is right in front of you, I want you to imagine that this image of your perfect life, where everything is just as you want it to be, is slowly starting to drift away from you. It's starting to move further and further away from you. And as it moves further away, it feels more and more out of reach. The vision seems to be becoming more faint and more distant, as if you are losing it. And that's what happens when we hold back, when we don't trust ourselves, when we don't believe in ourselves or the process. And this makes us not take action. If we're not getting the tools and the strategies and the support we need, then it just feels as though those dreams drift away. But let's imagine now that you are taking action. You're feeling excited, you're feeling motivated. You decide that you will get the necessary resources. You are getting the support and the help you need, and now you find that your ideal life is coming closer and closer again. As you make this decision to do whatever it takes, the vision gets stronger and brighter and clearer again. It gets bigger and brighter with clearer sounds, and the feelings of being a success are stronger and stronger again. Your future comes right up to you and you grab a hold of it. You're not going to let go. You're going to hang on to it and do whatever is needed to keep this wonderful life as your own. It fills you with joy and excitement, and you decide that you will do everything it takes to make this life yours forever. You make a decision that you will do whatever it takes to achieve this compelling future and make it your reality. You are back in your ideal future. You have done the work needed to make it happen. You developed the new skills. You sought out the right teachers and mentors. You took the needed action steps even when it was uncomfortable. You know that this compelling future is worth some effort to realize. Now realize that in this new perfect future you are still you. And there was nothing stopping you from feeling this way even before things turned out so well. You are and always have been amazing, worthy of praise and deserving of all good things. Now from this new amazing future, I want you to look backwards towards where you started this journey. What had to change to make this new future happen? Don't concern yourself with how you did it, just what had to be completed or had to change. These are the milestones that have to be passed on your way to your ideal future. You create your life, and this future that you are imagining is yours to create. Are you willing to commit to make it happen? Commit now to the life of your dreams and know that you will do whatever it takes to make it real. You will learn the right skills and invest in the right support. You will find the right people to learn from, and you will keep doing whatever it takes. Now maintaining your relaxed state and continuing to be the confident, successful person that you are in your ideal future, I want you to come back to the present time. You can continue feeling the way you felt in your ideal future. You can continue being calm, confident, successful, like you were in that ideal future. So come back now to the present time. You still have some work to do to make your ideal future yours. Take responsibility for what you are creating and know that if you fully commit to making it happen, the laws of the universe decree that it will happen. You may not yet know all the steps that you will have to take to achieve your ideal future, but knowing that you cannot fail, you can confidently set out to make it happen. Now I want you to think of one action step that you can take today that will move you in the direction of your dream life that you are now committed to creating. One action step that you can commit to taking today, even without knowing what exactly will come next. Trust in the process. Now that your life is flowing with the stream of creation, everything is unfolding as it should. You can confidently set out in the direction of your dreams, and on your way you will now notice the opportunities that already abound, and you will be drawn to the ones that will make your dreams come true. Answer the call of these opportunities. Learn the lessons to be learned from anything that doesn't immediately appear to be helping your progress, and keep taking consistent steps towards the life that you are now committed to creating. Now I will count to five, and when I reach five, you will be awake, alert, and ready to start your journey towards your ideal life. One. Gently taking a deep breath in, filling your entire being with a sense of confidence and certainty. Two. Becoming aware of your body and the surface that you are resting on. Noticing your surroundings and feeling calm, confident, and enthusiastic. 4. Nearly fully awake, feeling wonderful, and this feeling can stay with you all through the day. 5. You can now open your eyes, feeling awake, alert, and ready to begin your inspiring journey. Congratulations on becoming more of who you are meant to be.